Hello, I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has warned the United States that Turkey is preparing to trade in currencies other than the dollar, the latest salvo in an escalating dispute. He said deals were envisaged with China, Iran, Russia and Ukraine. Addressing supporters, President Erdogan accused the US of trying to humiliate his country because of an American pastor, Andrew Brunson, who's in prison in Turkey over terrorism charges.
In respect to the pastor here, it is wrong to try to bring Turkey to its knees using threats. Let me address those in the US again. What a shame. You are trading your strategic partner in NATO for a pastor. There are 81 million people in this country. The position of these 81 million people in this strategic partnership can't be traded for anything.
President Trump has said he condemns all types of racism as the US prepares to mark the anniversary of deadly clashes triggered by a neo-Nazi rally. In a tweet, Mr. Trump said the riots in Charlottesville, Virginia last August resulted in senseless death and division. At the time, the president faced widespread criticism for insisting that both sides were to blame for the violence between far-right demonstrators and their opponents. In an interview with CBS television, the Democratic senator for Virginia, Tim Kaine, was asked whether he thought the president was a racist.
I do not know him. I have no idea about who he is as a person. So whether it's a sincere feeling or whether he thinks it gets him some political edge or gain, I don't know the answer, but I don't know which of those two is worse. If it's not your view, but you do it to try to get a political edge and you try to stoke division, in some ways that's every bit as morally bad as holding views that are bigoted or racist.
A special commission in Afghanistan has banned 35 people, including some high-profile and powerful figures, from contesting the country's forthcoming parliamentary elections. Jill McGivering reports.
The 35 people on the commission's list are accused of such offences as drug trafficking, human rights abuses, or links to armed gangs. They all had complaints made against them, which the commission investigated and found credible. The commission isn't a court of law, and those named deny wrongdoing. They include Fariadizadeh, a former Afghan warlord who was convicted in the UK of multiple counts of torture in the 1990s. Some others on the list are so powerful that political analysts have described their exclusion as a courageous step.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC.